it's the music I love. It inspires me to be as not as different as possible. That's the wrong way of doing it, but just to do what you can.
Is that something that you aim for? I'm gonna show people in the backyard that they don't know yet, or is it something that
every song is about showing them, is about showing people and showing myself that I'm constantly trying to better myself and growing as an artist. I don't believe, like, actually I'll probably come on to him next actually. I get annoyed a bit, or confused more, when, he doesn't really say it so much anymore, but when there was a case when, there was a time when Kanye West was doing a lot of like, I'm the greatest at what I do. And I would get really frustrated at that because I would be disappointed in that. Because as a fan of him, I don't want him to think he's the best at what he does. Because what the fuck is he going to do when he wakes up the next day?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, especially about perfection. I don't believe you can achieve it, but I believe you should try. Because you can, what it does is you wake up every day with passion and fire and goals in your heart. And if you end that day by saying, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm the best, then what are you going to do tomorrow? Exactly. But, you know, but Kanye West is, like, one of the reasons I got into producing was everything that Kanye West opened me up to. When I started really getting into hip-hop and started getting into Chicago hip-hop especially, I went through a year when I was about 17 when I only, like, a summer where I learned to drive, and the only things I'd listen to was Kanye West and Common. It was just the only things that would blare out in the speaker system of my car. I remember listening to Jesus Walks by Kanye and being kind of blown away by the passion of it, by being blown away by the kind of, like, there was a guy who, yeah, was confident, and you could hear this kind of arrogance, but then there was something to prove. Like,
so even.
Yeah, it definitely had an impact on me. Like, just the way that, but it's the simplicity of it. It's the, there is no one better at sampling than Kanye West, 100%. But he should just never admit to that. Like, I believe there's no one better at it.
It's okay for us to say,
yeah, but he should never. But I mean, that's not fair, because obviously, it's because of Kanye that I, like I said, went into that kind of hip hop and ended up finding Dilla and kind of finding other beat makers and finding samplers and going into the world of kind of just that way of making hip hop was introduced to me by, actually I'll tell you what, it was introduced to me by Jay-Z, because my brother was into Jay-Z, but the songs I loved by Jay-Z were the ones that Kanye produced. And being able to then figure out that, like, oh shit, this is one that Kanye did, and then hear it and notice it in Kanye's music and kind of follow that path and find the people he was inspired by, that kind of thing. That was a huge thing for me when I was about 17 when I started producing my own music. It's something I've actually kind of come back around to again now.
You know what the Midwest is, young and restless, restless, might snatch your neck. Listen, next D, might check your Lexus. Somebody Teddy, who Kanye West is. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.